Good morning, Auroville. Today's Monday, 14th of May, and right now it's hazy here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is clear in the morning, then partly cloudy. We can expect temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 34 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy and winds from southwest at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, the forecast is clear and windy again with southerly winds at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Moon is in last quarter and illuminated on 38%. In today's news, we feature interview with B on Aura. Good morning, B.
Good morning, good morning.
The Aura is lying around here after cyclone, right?
Yes, after the cyclone, the Aura did get started. But of course, it's still very low key. And in fact, I think that's the best because it's not a big thing. It's a small thing, and people sometimes see it as a threat to all the economy of Auroville, and everything will have to be done different and all kinds of things like that, which, of course, is not true. Everything that we have in Auroville as far as the economy, the financial service, and everything, of course, will continue on normally as they are doing. And this is only a fourth alternative to, you know, exchanging things. And it's not meant to be, you know, to replace anything else. It's just meant for us as part of our growth and part of our change to understand that somehow the use of traditional, let's say traditional or ordinary or whatever word you want to use, patterns are starting to shift. And so that we can understand that we can actually do a different kind of exchange. And by actually physically doing it, by using paper that we made and have it associated with our values, is a step we can do. We can't change the whole economy. We can't instantly step to a supermental economy. So we take these tiny, tiny steps. These are just little things along the way that we do. But we have to do something, you see. We just can't wait until the perfect system comes. So right now we just have introduced the Aura, and some people are confused by it. Some people are delighted by it. So everybody will have to make their adjustment, and it's an enjoyable process. It's part of our growth, part of our evolution, part of our experimental life in Auroville, and that's why we came here.
Mm, for sure. So that's it's just transitional thing, but still pretty much like any other currency all around the world or whatever. The only difference is that the hands on the printing is not in some, but in hands of us. Yeah?
Well, yeah, everything is in our hands. And also, this is, of course, user-driven. There's no committee behind this. There's no a group that is monitoring how you what you do with your Aura or how you use it. And any two people can make any kind of agreement about the Aura that they want. So it has all sorts of possibilities in that respect. And also people use it for can use it for marketing or whatever. There's no restrictions. And but we don't want to look on it as a currency because, of course, that's illegal. We look on it as a gift card, a debit gift card, which is still, you know, something that's part of the old economy. But at least this one is something that is ours. And it helps, I think it helps the material consciousness to start to break through when you start using an alternative system. And of course, people are not going to use it as their regular mode of commerce. Everybody has their Portus number, and that's great. And everybody has, you know, their cash. But then this is just something a little extra for special occasions or for gifts or things like that. Something just that will help us to start to understand more about how we get to a real shared gift economy in Auroville, a community-based spirit that we take care of each other and we're not somehow stuck in the old way of doing things and the old capitalistic tendencies that are, you know, kind of we grow up with and we have to get over.
Mm. As far as one Aura is about 100 rupees, something like that. So how many were printed for the first batch?
Yeah, so there are, each aura represents 100 rupees. That's the rupee value of it that anyone can, if they want to opt out of the system, they can always take their aura to the financial service and get their 100 rupees back. The original printing of the auras, there's about 1,000 auras are available right now, and we can print another series if more are needed. So there's no problem about that. And also, they think if people are worried that their aura gets stained or worn out or something like that, that's no problem either. Unlike the rupee note that the rickshaw driver won't take because it's got a hole in it, the aura is always good, no matter what condition it is. As long as you have a little more than half of it, you have to have at least a little more than half of it, you can always turn it in and get a new one. Mm. So everybody should feel comfortable about that.
So if I want aura, where can I get it? In financial service or where?
Yes, you can always get them in financial service, or you can get them anywhere people have them. In any if there are some in some shop and you want them in change or you want to just give the people the 100 rupees and take them, I'm sure that would be no problem. But right now, Otto has a good supply, and he keeps them himself. So sometimes you have to go back and talk to Otto rather than the people at the counter to get your aura. But he's also a little hesitant. He doesn't want more work. So some people worry about the aura is going to make their accounting and their work more. But it shouldn't, because it's a very easy thing to, it fits right into the system. So normally it shouldn't be any problem. It's just getting over our accustomed habits and a little shift in the mind, and it will work very nicely.
A few minutes ago, you said a supramental economy. You have any idea how it could be?
Well, I'm being a little facetious and joking around about that. We have a long way to go for something like that. But, of course, the idea is to take a step beyond the logical mind, and start heading toward at least the intuitive mind. The supramental is a way, a bit ahead. But at least we can do that, because logically you could say, oh, the aura is just a waste of time, and it's just an extra bit of bother. But that would be, the logical mind would say that, well, why? We have rupees, we have euros, we have dollars. What do we need auras for? But we need it for Auraville. We need it for something else, because we're trying to go beyond that thing. And we're, Auraville is the cradle of the supramental. So how are we going to do it? We have to take these little steps, and we play around until we find the way.
Figure it. Thank you, Bipu, today.
Thank you so much. Bye.
A center filled the garden from today until Friday, 25th of May, and at Nandanam Kindergarten from Monday, 28th, until Friday, 8th of June, a summer program for kindergarten children is provided. To children age 4 to 7, Auraville Kindergarten offers a program of games, crafts, pool, and more during 4 weeks. Children can participate on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 to noon, and the program is not for children of age 8 and more. And there will be no transport and no lunch provided. Auraville Cyclone Relief Team informs us that they will no longer take any new requests for fencing nor any bills for clearing work that was organized by individuals. The Auraville Cyclone Relief Team clearing teams will continue to work until the end of June. If you have already submitted a request for clearing work in your area, please note that the list of requests is quite extensive and is being carried out as systematically and quickly as possible. All requests will be taken care of within the above deadline. And they are thanking us for our patience, understanding, and efforts to clean and rebuild Auraville. Open classes for everybody who wants to improve swimming skills are offered by Tanya and are still going on at La Piscine until Friday. Classes are every morning between 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. and on Tuesday is the day for intermediary level, Wednesday advanced level, Thursday beginners, and Friday's intermediary level, and Saturday advanced level again. You are a beginner if you have difficulties swimming two lanes without stopping in any stroke, and you are advanced if you can swim breast, back and crawl well, but want to improve and to learn butterfly and everything in the middle is intermediary level. And all are welcome. On Sunday, 20th of May, Hubert will give a tango workshop for the beginners from 10:30 to noon at New Creation, for intermediates from 2 to 4 p.m. and also New Creation and in the evening at 6 p.m. at Sao Chu, it will be practical for all. The night before, on Saturday 19th, will also be Milonga, but the venue is still unknown. Besides this workshop, dance lovers can practice tango on Monday and Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. at dance class at New Creation Sports Resource Center. And they are saying that tango dancing is meditation in movement, communication without words, connection to the music. Well, Studio Cafe is on summer break from today onward until 28th of May, but Le Morgan in Town Hall reopened just this morning. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this and the coming week will be dedicated to the art in a form of art series, because in our city is so much interest and discussion on art. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see How Art Made the World, episodes 1 and 2. And all the episodes were made in USA and UK in 2005 by BBC, directed by Nigel Spivey and David Attenborough. Episode 1 is titled More Human Than Human, and episode 2, The Day Pictures Were Born. And tomorrow they will screen How Art Made the World, episode 3 and 4, which is The Art of Persuasion, and episode 4, Once Upon a Time. And on Wednesday at 8 p.m. as well, How Art Made the World, episode 5, it's titled To Death and Back. The best protection is unshakable faith in the divine grace, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening. You can contact us on ourradio.org.